Illinois State University's two basketball teams will soon be traveling to a place that's not exactly known for basketball, but the ISU men's and women's teams are going to Italy for more than just hoops. Also, a cultural experience, as WGLT's Eric Stock explains.
The two teams are traveling separately in early August to spend 10 days in Italy. Both will play three exhibition games and will take in some of Italy's history, visiting the Vatican Museum, Sistine Chapel, the Roman Colosseum, and other landmarks. While the trip will be about much more than just basketball, eighth-year ISU men's coach Dan Muller hopes the trip can help his team lay the building blocks to return to the top of the Missouri Valley Conference. Muller says this overseas trip will take players out of their comfort zones, something he plans to do a lot after a disappointing season last year.
Well, that's the most valuable part, without a doubt, is the team bonding, the team experience. New faces, that helps, because when you go overseas, two things, a lot of people don't speak English, right? And so you're forced to come together because you got to hang together. The second part is, a lot of times, those cell phones, that costs a lot of money to be on that phone all day. And so sometimes guys, their phones will only work on Wi-Fi, right? So they're not on their phones all the time. And so those two things will just bring guys closer together. And then you experience new things together, which brings anybody together, right? Pictures, seeing things, hopefully learning a lot. We were going to do tours and teach them a lot about the history of Italy. So much to gain, so much value from it. The games are critical, for sure. The practices are really important. But that bonding experience, you can't put a price on it.
After the transition from last year, you've had some time to reflect on the end of the 2018-19 campaign. Disappointing finish after being atop the Missouri Valley late in the season. Any takeaways from you about how last season ended and how you carry over into a stronger start to the season?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of takeaways. I did a lot of reflecting. You always, after every end of every season, you look back, or I do, and try to figure out what I could have done better, what I should have done better. Last year was my most difficult year personally as a head coach, because I thought that we were furthest away from what our potential, okay? And that was hard for me to take. And so as I look back and reflect and see the things that I should have done better, leading better, get different people in different positions possibly. But in the end, we just didn't compete hard enough. We did for a little while, and that's, we were in first place, 7-3, and then of course we had that huge losing streak. We didn't handle adversity well enough. And so what can I do better? What should I have done better to help our guys when they get to those situations?
That's ISU coach Dan Muller talking with GLT's Eric Stock. The NCAA allows each program to go overseas once every 4 years. Those teams get 10 additional practices during the offseason.